भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत्। Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should first offer respectful obeisance unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, and Anar Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, Srila Vyasadeva, the author, Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, Srila Prabhupada, the translator, commentator, and our dearmost spiritual master. Continuing Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text Number 37. Ranais Tribir Amuktanam. Amimamsita Karmanam Vigata Sreyasaha Papa Lokayor Ubayo Krita. Rinayistri Bira Muktanam. Runaistribira muktanam amimam shita karmanam amimam shita karmanam vigata sreyasa papa vigata sreyasa papa lokayor ubayo krita Lokayor ubayo krita Rinayistribira muktanam Amimam shita karmanam Vigata sreyasa papa Lokayor ubayo krita Rinayistribira muktanam Amimam Sita Karmanam Vigata Sreyasa Papa Lokayor Ubayo Krita Ranaistribira Muktanam Amimam Sita Karmanam Vigata Sreyasa Papa Lokayor ubayo krita Rinayistribira muktanam Amimam sita karmanam. Can you bring my shoulder bag? My shoulder bag. Amimam Sita Karmanam Vigata Sreyasa Papa Lokayor Ubayo Krita. Marjis Nayastrivira Muktanam Amimam Sita Karmanam Vigashatriyasa papa Lokayor ubayo krita Rinayistribira muktanam Mimamsita karmanam Vigashatriyasa papa Lokayor ubayo krita. Rinai, from the debts. Three. Amuktanam, of persons not freed. Amimangshita, not considering. Karmanam, the path of duty. Vigataha, ruin. Shreyasa, of the path of good fortune. Papa, O most sinful. Narada Muni. Lokayo, of the worlds. Ubayo, both. Krita, done. Translation. Prajapati Daksha said, and he's addressing Narada Muni, Sri Narada Muni, my sons were not at all freed from their three debts. Indeed, they did not properly consider their obligations. O Narada Muni, O personality of sinful action, you have obstructed their progress toward good fortune in this world and the next because they are still indebted to the saintly persons, the demigods, and their father. Can repeat, please? Prajapati Daksha said, my sons were not at all freed from their three debts. Indeed, they did not properly consider their obligations. O Narada Muni, O personality of sinful action, you have obstructed their progress toward good fortune in this world and the next, because they are still indebted to the saintly persons, the demigods, and their father. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As soon as a brahmana takes birth, he assumes three kinds of debts. Debts to great saints, debts to the demigods, and debts to his father. The son of a brahmana must undergo celibacy, brahmacharya, to clear his debts to the saintly persons. He must perform ritualistic ceremonies to clear his debts to the demigods, and he must beget children to become free from the debts to his father. Prajapati Daksha argued that although the renounced order is recommended for liberation, one cannot attain liberation unless one fulfills his obligations to the demigods, the saints, and his father. Since Daksha's sons had not liberated themselves from these three debts, how could Narada Muni have led them to the renounced order of life? Apparently, Prajapati Daksha did not know the final decision of the Shastras. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Verse 41, Devarshibhutap tarnrinam pitrinam naking koronayam rini charajan sarvatmanaya sharanam sharanyam kato mukundam parihritya kartam. Everyone is indebted to the demigods, to living entities in general, to his family, to the pitas, and so on. But if one fully surrenders to Krishna, Mukunda, who can give one liberation, even if one performs no yajnas, one is freed from all debts. Even if one does not repay his debts, he is freed from all debts if he renounces the material world for the sake of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus feet are the shelter of everyone. This is the verdict of the Shastra. Therefore, Narada Muni was completely right in instructing the sons of Prajapati Daksha to renounce this material world immediately and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unfortunately, Prajapati Daksha, the father of Haryashvas and Savalasvas, did not understand the great service rendered by Narada Muni. Daksha therefore addressed him as Papa, the personality of sinful activities, and Asadhu, a non-saintly person. Since Narada Muni was a great saint and Vaishnava, he tolerated all such accusations from Prajapati Daksha. I'll repeat that sentence. Since Narada Muni was a great saint and Vaishnava, he tolerated all such accusations from Prajapati Daksha. He merely performed his duty as a Vaishnava by delivering all the sons of Prajapati Daksha, enabling them to return home back to Godhead. Ranaistribir amuktanam amimangsita karmanam vigata shreyasa papa lokayor ubayo krita. Prajapati Daksha said, my sons were not at all freed from their three debts. Indeed, they did not properly consider their obligations. O Narada Muni, O personality of sinful action, you have obstructed their progress toward good fortune in this world and the next because they are still indebted to the saintly persons, the demigods, and their fathers. Om Agyanat Manandasya Agnanjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Jina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, but my spiritual master, Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada, has forced my eyes open with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, I offer my most humble obeisances under his lotus feet. How could I ever forget his mercy upon me? So I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you for allowing me to give class. And my Kama Pramukh came up to me after kirtan and apologized for the long kirtan, but never apologized to me for a long kirtan. In my humble opinion, we should have kirtans like that every single day. In some temples, actually in London, what they do, their kirtans sometimes just go through the whole Bhagavatam class, and at some point they actually go right out on the street. Because in London, you just walk outside the temple door and you're on Hari Nam. There's like tons of people out there, all times of the day and night. So maybe sometime we can become that enthusiastic. With the permission of the temple president. So they're continuing here with Narada Muni cursed by Prajapati Daksha. Very instructive chapter. And there's a few kind of striking things that come up, Srila Prabhupada brings out in the purport. One is that Srila Prabhupada says, apparently Prajapati Daksha did not know the final decision of the Shastras, and so he was arguing with incomplete knowledge. This should be a, we should take instruction from this, and it should be a warning that we should be fully versed in reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And everyone, of course, has different capacity to memorize and to remember. But if we make it a point to continuously read Srila Prabhupada's books, then when there's doubts or then when there's agitation, I mean, Daksha was certainly agitated, and certainly it was not without cause. Not only did he have one set of sons that were preached to and liberated by Narada Muni and thus did not follow his instructions, but he had a whole other set of sons. I think it was 1,000 sons and then 100 sons, like that. And so we can understand the bereavement of Daksha. And so there's so many instructions in so many ways from this pastime. And then the other thing that is brought out in here is the tolerance of Narada Muni. And this, of course, is a special qualification of a devotee. Devotee cannot be rubber stamped. The qualifications of the devotee, it says in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, that peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom and religiousness, these are the qualities by which the Brahmanas works. Samo damas tapa saucham kshantar arjama mevacha gyanam vijnanam ashtikyam brahma karma shabhavajam. And this term here, sabhavajam, is noteworthy. Sabhavajam literally means born of his own nature. So this is the amazing thing about spiritual life, that as we engage in Krishna consciousness, somehow mystically, by the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna, and by engaging properly in the science of devotional service, these brahminical qualities, even though we have so many disqualifications by birth, still they become manifest, more or less self-manifest. And so, as Shastrakrit Prabhu nicely mentioned yesterday in class also, you know, it's not an easy thing. It's not an automatic thing that these qualities develop. But by engaging properly and by pleasing the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the symptoms are that one develops these qualities, that these qualities are literally born from one's own nature. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, it says that Srila Prabhupada says, as far as for actual advancement in spiritual science, one should have a test to see how far he is progressing. He can judge by these items. What are those items? This is from the 13th chapter. Humility, pridelessness, nonviolence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest, even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth, all these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance. So these qualities develop naturally as we progress in devotional service, and certainly tolerance is one of the most important qualities. Srila Prabhupada often talks about mercifulness in the same context with tolerance, because this is the result of tolerance. Just a little more on tolerance here. Tatikshiva Kurunika Surida Sarvadehinam Ajata Satvata Shanta Sarva Sarubhushanam. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures, and all of his characteristics are sublime. I'll read a short part of Srila Prabhupada's purport. He says, one of the qualifications of a sadhu is that he is very tolerant and is merciful to all fallen souls. He is merciful because he is the well-wisher of all living entities. He is not only a well-wisher of human society, but a well-wisher of animal society as well. It is said here, sarva dehinam, which means all living entities who have accepted material bodies. Not only does a human being have a material body, but other living entities, such as cats and dogs, also have material bodies. The devotee of the Lord is merciful to everyone, the cats, the dogs, trees, etc. He treats all living entities in such a way that they can ultimately get salvation from this material entanglement. And in the purport to the Bhagavad Gita verse 8 through 12, chapter 13, Srila Prabhupada says that tolerance means that one should be practiced to bear insult and dishonor from others. He also says that one should be tolerant and excuse the minor offenses of others. Certainly we have so much experience living in a community of devotees where we may feel offended by devotees for this or that. If our Krishna consciousness is not strong, we may take it personally. If our Krishna consciousness really isn't strong, and if it really, cuts us the wrong way, we may even in our mind offend another devotee, and in our mind curse another devotee. And so we have to guard against these things. This is most important that we do this, because otherwise we won't be allowed to stay in the association of devotees. An association of the devotees is the only way we can advance in Krishna consciousness. There's so many benefits, obvious benefits and not so obvious benefits, subtle benefits we get from the association of the devotees, because it's literally impossible to surmount Krishna's material energy. But by the mercy of the association of devotees, we learn how absolutely dependent we are on the mercy of Krishna and the devotees. We are marginal energy. We are like sparks that have fallen out of the fire here in this material world. And the best way to keep ourselves in the fire of Krishna consciousness is to associate with devotees. And how do we associate with devotees? Not simply that, you know, it's a, you know, Krishna consciousness becomes like a boys' club or a girls' club, but we associate with a mentality of service, and we hanker after, we look for that, try to look for that more advanced association. We can understand by the symptoms of one who's more advanced and try to see how we can associate with that devotee in service. Because in Krishna consciousness, everything is surrounded by service. The friendship that Prabhupada talks about here in terms of being friendly to all living entities. This isn't some kind of a, you know, haphazard, material, loose friendship based on sense gratificatory type of idea. This is actual friendship based on the friendship that the devotee's developed within his heart with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna says that for one who develops his friendship with me, he says he immediately develops friendship with all other living entities, just as water flows downhill. And so we should be aspiring for that level of spiritual advancement where we get the degree of tolerance where we can actually get to the point to chant Hare Krishna incessantly. This is the goal. Rupa Goswami says that very clearly in the Upadeshamrita. And he says that the Tanamarupa Charitari Sukirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyoja Tishchan Vraje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayad Akilam It Yubadesha Sharam. The essence of all advice. And we should all be looking for good advice, right? So this is the essence of all advice, he says, is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Vraja, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. Bhishmadeva also says that by tolerance only one can conquer desires and avarice. And unless we actually get a higher taste, a taste for chanting Hare Krishna incessantly, a taste like the taste the devotees were getting during the Guru Puja and the subsequent kirtan, then how will we develop this level of tolerance? When we feel offended immediately, our mind will be trying to lash out at devotees, and we should understand that if this is the case, and if we are bearing some grudge toward another devotee, we need to act in such a way as to reverse that situation. And how do we reverse that? Harinama, 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 eva kevalam, kaloi nosteva, 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 gatir anyata. And so, as mentioned here, in this verse, Devarshi Bhutatta Nrinam Pitrinam, when we take birth, we have so many debts. We have so many obligations to perform. And yet due to the strong effect of our senses and sense gratificatory propensities, we forget about all this. And the conditioned living being thinks it's all about me and tries to engage in simply satisfying his senses to the max. But actually, it's a fact. We have so many obligations to so many living entities. And how exalted is Krishna consciousness? How kind is Krishna to us? How inconceivably kind that he allows us to forego all other processes of atonement and all other responsibilities if we 100% take shelter of him, surrender fully to him, and follow his instructions. Even Yamaraj states that to the Yamadutas that bring only those living entities for punishment for me who have not tasted the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord. He says the devotees are not liable for my punishment. Prabhupada says, he rephrases what Yamaraj says. He says, even if they commit some mistake or fall down, or even if they commit a very sinister, sinful activity, still, they're not under Yamaraj's jurisdiction. How extremely fortunate we are, and we should every day count our blessings and work to see how we can come to that point of spontaneous devotional service where we are spontaneously attracted to devotional service. And there are some shortcuts. There are, in Krishna consciousness, some secrets that are not well-guarded secrets, activities that we engage in that can very fast get us to the point of getting that spontaneous desire to chant Hare Krishna. And we saw it today. We saw it during kirtan. The devotees did not want to stop. And they could have kept going on for another 15 minutes, another half an hour, another hour. This is also what we experience on Harinam. And this is why it's so, in my mind, so significant to perform Harinam Sankirtan. Because in the temple, you know, how much kirtan do we engage in, which is the Yuga Dharma? How much kirtan do we engage in during the day? Usually about 15 minutes in the morning. Mangalartik is a half an hour. Tulsi Puja is about, 10 minutes. There's really very little time to actually get a taste for chanting the holy name. And so when we go out on Harinam Sankirtan, we engage for 2 hours, 2 hours straight. And therefore we come across and surmount all the difficulties that the mind puts between us. We see that people with so many different attitudes, you can see the face is the index to the mind. We can see so many of the attitudes due to the influence of you know, the lower modes of ignorance and passion, how much suffering they are, you know, when they're walking by. They come within a certain range of the Harinam party. And, you know, imperceptibly, they can't hold it back. They begin to smile. Why? Because it's the nature of the soul to be blissful and to engage in Krishna's service. So I think I'll stop here if anyone has any questions or comments. Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.